Wait till old man Frost gets that order for 100 tire pullets. Oh, boy. Will that melt that old iceberg's heart? Will that make him soften up?
Yeah, Jimmy. And I'm wondering what's going to happen when Elizabeth gets out of the litter.
That'll be all right. That'll be all right. There's never anything the matter with that Frost family that money can't cure.
Well, how about us? What's our commission on that order?
I got it all figured out here. We get $2 on each tire puller, making $200. And I told them in a letter to pay the commission over to your grandma.
Well, then, with the 800 we already sent from Pittsburgh, we got an even grand in the old sock.
You mean in your grandma's old sock?
Listen, Jimmy, my grandma's an old-fashioned girl, and she don't wear socks.
Well, I don't mean for real, Robbie.
And she don't smoke cigarettes, neither.
All right, all right. Your grandma don't wear old socks and she don't smoke cigarettes. She's old-fashioned.
Yeah, you bet. She's old-fashioned.
Yeah, she's so old-fashioned she probably smokes a pipe.
No, Jimmy, that ain't no way to talk about
I'm
my grandma.
Robbie, I'm only... I know, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
I know, but
I
see,
know,
my grandma...
I'm only kidding. I wouldn't say nothing about grandma.
Well, gee.
Well, look, now, let's be serious. How much dough have we got now? Cash on hand.
Well, look, here it is. When we got that $60 from the St. Louis Zoo at Oklahoma City, that made $71 even. Then we made our $30 at the Dode Ranch, which we probably won't get.
I told them at the Amarillo post office to forward our mail to Galveston.
If any of them cowboy mugs at the Dode Ranch gets that note we left before Mr. Johnson gets it, we won't have to worry about mail at Galveston.
Maybe not. And without that, what have we got?
Well, we spent $18.50 since then for the room and the grub and the gas and the oil and things, making a grand total of $52.50 on hand.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Looks like things is coming our way.
Yeah, here comes a big truck coming our way. Look out!
Whoa! Boy, was that close.
Jimmy, will you watch the road?
All right, I'm watching and I'm doing the driving, ain't
You're
I?
You're doing the driving, yeah, sure. So where are we?
So we're coming into Houston, Texas. And this, allow me to inform you, is the biggest town in the state of Texas.
Is that so?
Certainly is. Only don't mention that too loud when you're up in Dallas.
Oh, sure, sure. Trust me. I won't breathe a word to a soul.
That's fine. There's 292,352 people in Houston, according to the road map.
With us, that makes it 292,354, huh?
Robbie, allow me to congratulate you. Since you've been keeping the books on our finances, you certainly are becoming a wizard of figures.
Jimmy, to keep books on our finances, a guy has to be a wizard.
You don't have to know so much about adding, but you certainly have to be a demon at subtraction. Counting the haunted houses and things.
Jimmy, will you please try to forget haunted houses for one day?
I'm trying. Robbie, you'll be surprised how I'm trying.
Well, just to get your mind off the subject, how's for telling us where we are?
This is North Main Street.
And that creek ahead there, what's that?
Robbie, I'm surprised that you call that a creek. That's a bayou. That's the White Oak Bayou.
That's a by what?
A bayou, a bayou.
By me?
No, not you.
Well, you just said you.
Listen.
All right, don't get excited. Let's make this thing simple. Look, how do you spell it?
You spell it B-A-Y-O-U, bayou.
B-A-Y-O-U, bayou.
That's it.
Well, somebody, I ain't saying who, but somebody don't know what they're talking about.
All right, all right, all right. But that's what they call creeks down here.
It's a creek, spelled B-A-Y-O-U, and they call it bayou. Jimmy, that don't make no sense.
Nevertheless, that's it, and you can take it or leave it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a creek.
All right, that's settled. And here we are in the heart of town, and I wonder where that place is that Joe Garavelli told us to look up.
Oh, I know. You mean the White Kitchen.
Yeah, the White Kitchen. The guy's name is Mike Genora.
Hey, wait a minute, Jimmy. What's this? What's this creek we're coming to? Right in the middle of Houston.
There you go again. There you go with that creek business.
Well?
That creek is one of the greatest ship canals in the world. It says so in the book. That creek makes this town of Houston the second biggest inland port in the world. It says that in the book, too.
Whoever heard of an inland port?
Lots of people heard of inland ports, and you're hearing about the second biggest one in the world right now.
Well, all right, you don't need to get sore.
I ain't sore, But I'm going to give you some real information now.
All right, all right.
That creek, as you call it, runs 65 miles down to Galveston Bay, see? Look, here in the book.
I believe you, I believe you.
And it costs millions of dollars to fix up, so seagoing ships can come right up in here.
Yeah, well, that certainly is interesting.
Yeah, and originally, whether you like it or not, that was the old Buffalo Bayou.
I thought, Jimmy, I thought that Bayou business was all settled. B-A-Y-O-U, Bayou.
Nevertheless, you have just heard a mouthful about the importance of Houston, Texas.
So what?
So where will we find Mike Janora's White Kitchen?
That ain't it on the right. This is Preston Avenue.
No, that's the City Hall.
Is that it down the block there on the left?
Will you behave? That's the courthouse.
Well, that's all the suggestions I can make. So we'll stop here at the post office.
For what?
To see if there's any mail.
But, Robbie, I told them to send all the mail to Galveston.
I know, Jimmy. But you do see that little stand there with all the postcards, don't you?
I ain't blind. I see it.
And do you realize that in all the time we've been on the road, we ain't never sent one postcard?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right, Robbie, yeah.
Well, stop the car.
Okay.
Now, here we are. Look. Look, there's lots of them.
How many do we need?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, Hey, mister, how much are you, mister?
4 for $5.
Well, we'll start on 4, huh?
All right. Give me a nickel.
Here, mister. Here's a nickel. Give me one of these, and hey, how's about one of these, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's all right.
And one of these, Jimmy?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
All right, now let's go in the post office.
Yeah, sure, oh, yeah.
Hey, look, Jim, look. You take two, and I'll take two, huh?
Oh, sure, thanks, yeah.
Now, here we are. Here, now you take that desk over there, and I'll take this one.
All right. Listen, Robbie. Hey, I don't know who to send mine to.
Huh? Well, let's see. Oh, look, you could send one to Michael Flaherty, the cop in Chicago, can't you?
Oh, sure, yeah, I could send one to him. Isn't that funny, Robbie? I can't think of anyone. You'd think a guy would know two people to send postcards to.
Oh, will you please be quiet, Jimmy, will you please? I'm writing.
Yeah, all right. No. Well, maybe I could send the other one to the mayor of Chicago. Or my Uncle Jake, if I know what he was.
Oh, Jimmy, will you please?
Well, excuse me, will you? All right. Who are you sending yours to?
Well, I'm sending this one to a friend of yours.
Friend of mine?
Well, a friend of ours.
Oh, Elizabeth, huh?
No, it ain't Elizabeth.
Well, who is it? What do you say? Come on, give us a look. What do you say?
Well, I say, Jimmy sends his love.
What's this?
I said, Jimmy sends his love.
Is this to a dame?
Certainly it's a dame.
Well, after all, Robbie, ain't you getting a little kind of reckless with Jimmy's love?
Well, I didn't think you'd mind.
Mine? You didn't think I'd mind? Telling dames that Jimmy sends his love?
Well, Jimmy, I just thought as long as you was sending a card to Michael Flaherty and you didn't know nobody else to send one to.
Who is it? What else do you say?
Well, I said, I was going to wait for you to grow up to marry you, and Jimmy said that if I didn't, he would.
Oh, so that's it. That's the dame you're writing to. Little Alice Weaver.
That's the dame, little Alice Weaver. So now it's all right to send her your love?
Oh, certainly it is. You can add a little hug and a kiss, too, and tell her about my Indian war bonnet and being the mate of chief. We'll send her the war bonnet, and don't forget to sign my name.
All right, Jimmy, I'll sign it. Jimmy and Bob, like that. And I'll tell her we got a couple of tin medals for being a champion, liars in a panhandle.
No, don't tell her that. You know better than that, Robbie.